So let's do this. I'm excited to be doing this from up here. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in that alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is Planet Push Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's making turkey, and he's stuffing it with your soul, sticking it right on up there.
All right. Okay, Lawton. Help me out with this, buddy. Hold on. Well, help me out. According to Insight magazine, Bush has become so bitter and isolated that he maintains daily contact with only four people, Lawton: the First Lady Laura Bush, his mother Barbara Bush, Condoleezza Rice, and Karen Hughes, all women. What's that about, Lawton?
Well, Mark, a lot of people don't realize this because he is so very, very masculine. That President George W., two-terms mandate Bush, also has a strong feminine side.
Oh.
There's definitely some X chromosome going on in there.
Uh-huh.
That's where he gets his keen intuition.
Wow, strong feminine side, huh? You're right. I never did hear that before, Lawton.
Oh, yes, yes. He knits. He cries during an affair to remember. He listens to the Indigo Girls. He once said that he wished he had a fertile uterus so that he could experience the miracle of childbirth for himself. Sweaty, sore, covered with afterbirth.
Come on, man.
Well,
come on,
the man really understands and respects women, Mark. Molest them in the Oval Office and spatter their clothing with DNA samples like some discredited presidents with destroyed legacies I can talk
about. Wait a minute. Hey, stay on topic, Lawton. What do these four women, what do they actually do for him, Lawton? I mean, let's try to get to the bottom of this.
Okay, Laura, of course, she's the helpmate. She's got to be cheerful. No matter what happens, she'll smile, even if she's miserable and filled with contempt and rage and dying inside a little every day.
Yes,
Laura Bush has got a smile on her face, and that's love.
All right. So what about her mom? What about Bush's mom, Barbara, the one who said New Orleans refugees had a sweet deal in the Astrodome? What does that wonderful woman do for him?
Guidance, Mark. She's the rock. Sit up, George. Eat your vegetables. Cut those taxes some more. That kind of thing. Barbara beats the drum, and he marches. That's how that works. Okay. He craves her approval, and then she withholds it. And that lack of affection is what created the independent, resourceful leader we see today. For that,
that's pretty good, Rodden. That's pretty astute political analysis there, Lawton, psychological analysis. What about Condoleezza Rice? What does she do for him?
Okay, reassurance. When the president feels unsure of himself, Condi gets right in there and reminds him that he's right and that he's always been right.
More importantly, that he's thin.
Okay.
There's
nothing like an attractive single woman repeating everything you say right back to your face and smiling and saying, "You're thin." Okay? She's like she's like a big old pat of butter on top of a bowl of steaming bread. Makes you feel warm. Comfort food right there.
I'm understanding exactly what you say there today, Lawton. I'm not even mad yet. What about Karen Hughes?
Surveillance. Karen Hughes is special, all right, because she made sure that Al Gore didn't steal that election in 2000, and believe me.
Letting
know about all the disloyalty out there. Scanning the horizon for traitors. The tigress protecting her cubs.
Now let me ask you this, then, Lawton. Why can't the president deal with men right now? What is up with that?
They're intimidated. Uh-huh. He's too masculine, too alpha dog. Really?
Oh, right. So here's what I think, buddy.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. I think, honestly, Bush feels inadequate around men because he knows he screwed up his presidency, and so he turns to women who are more likely to pity him and cover for him. That's what's going on. That's how much understanding and respect he has for women. It's just a sad power game from a weak little man who's run out of friends, Lawton. Run out of friends.
Oh, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark.
What?
I feel more comfortable around women, too.
I bet.
Their perfume.
Oh, God.
Okay,
I was just going to say it.
I dress up like all four of Bush's women all the time.
Of course you do.
Karen, I'm dressed like Barbara Bush right now.
Oh, no.
I've got on a big white wig and pearls and sensible shoes.
Yeah.
I thought it'd make me feel better now that Bush is going down the toilet, but it doesn't make me feel better.
Oh, no.
I just feel alone and sad and...
grumpy.
Oh man, take it easy, will you? Why? Well, I had no idea. I had no idea you were into that. I'm sorry. Well, oh man.
I'm a deep well of secrets, Mark. There's so
much. take it easy, man. Will you take it easy and maybe take off the white wig? Are you all right? Oh boy. Oh, there's the wig's on the floor now. Yeah. Oh yeah. Are you all right?
The wig is off. He liked Bridget Jones's Diary too, and the sequel. Not
all right, all right,
that.
All right. Goodbye, Lon. Goodbye, Lon. Goodbye.
God loves you, Mark. Deal with it.
Yeah, I'll try to deal with it. So, you know, that was a guy. You know, I tell you, sometimes you learn things about Lawton, you know, that they throw you a little curveball there. So Riley, we're going to give away some tickets in a few minutes, right?
We're going to give away some tickets in a few minutes, and I understand that Cardinal Milfington is in the house. We've got Rapture Watch and a product placement minute all for you here on Air America Radio. It's Morning Edition, 27 past the hour.
Listening to Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.